Washington State has some of the most beautiful mountains in the world for winter sports, and also the most deadly. You're listening to KNKX, and last year, more people died in avalanche accidents here than in any other state in the nation. But at the same time, more and more are rescued or have learned how to avoid risky terrain thanks to avalanche educators and forecasters. Dallas Glass fulfills both of those roles for the Northwest Avalanche Center in Seattle. He joined 88.5 environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe to tell us more.
Why is Washington such a dangerous place in terms of avalanche risk?
Well, Washington's mountains, like many of the mountains in the western U.S., are steep and rugged. And a lot of the places that we like to go play are the same places that can potentially produce avalanches. So it's not that they're more dangerous than other mountains, but that there's just inherent risk with going out into the mountains, especially during the winter when they're snow covered.
Is the avalanche risk getting worse? We had 4 fatalities last year, the most in the United States.
We're seeing more and more people going into the mountains. And with more and more people exploring and getting out there, spending time, it's not that the risk is increasing, but that our exposure to the risk is increasing. But even with that increase, we are seeing that we're having some success, that despite more users, we aren't seeing an increase in fatalities.
It's interesting. We'll get to that in a moment. So what are the most common situations that become deadly?
I think there are a few things that stick out. Some people are truly unaware of the danger. They're going into the mountains during the winter and they are not recognizing the increased risk that can occur in the winter mountain environment. We're getting better at messaging to those people. So most people nowadays are beginning to understand, hey, if I go out into the mountains during the winter, there's a risk of avalanches. What we're finding now is that people recognize there's a risk. They go out on the day trying to avoid the risk, but at some point during the day, they go somewhere within the mountains, within the terrain, that they maybe didn't want to go into or had not intended to go to from the beginning, and in that location is where the accident occurs.
Are more people heading out for the backcountry as things become more and more crowded on the sort of main routes?
You know, we think they are, but we don't know. It's very difficult for us to produce user data without somebody just sitting at every trailhead in the state with a clicker, counting every person that goes by. We honestly don't know how many people are going out there. But anecdotally, anybody who's been in the mountains for the last several years will tell you that it's busier today than it was yesterday. Similarly, we can also look at recreational gear sales, and we know in general that those sales are going up.
So a lot of popular day hikes, places like Artist Point near Mount Baker or Panorama Point on Mount Rainier, these are actually pretty risky when snow is there. You need to learn how to check them out before you go.
Absolutely. They can be risky. Some days are safer, some days are less safe. And it's beginning to learn the differences in those days when it comes to avalanches. So these common trails that we hike during the summer, can we go to those same areas during the winter? Absolutely. But we're not following a trail like we do during the summer. During the winter, we can go wherever we want to. There is no labeled trail. There is no off trail. It's moving around in the landscape to find the best way, to find a safer way, to find a more enjoyable way, depending on why I'm out there for that given recreation.
Which can be fun if you know what you're doing.
It can be a wonderful time if you know what you're doing.
But 90% of fatal avalanches are actually triggered by the victim or the victim's party, I hear. This sounds kind of depressing at first, but it can also be really empowering, right?
Yeah, I totally love this statistic. When that first hits you, it sounds scary. But when we look at it, if it was 90% of avalanche accidents were random occurrences, I would not be in the mountains. What this statistic says to me is that my decisions have weight. What I do, where I go, and maybe more importantly, where I intentionally don't go in the mountains can have really positive impacts on my safety. And that's a good thing. But then that also puts a little bit of onus on me. Not only does it mean my decisions matter, but it also means that with that, I then need to get educated. I need to take the time to learn what I know and maybe what I don't know. And I need to take the time to plan and be prepared to be in that winter mountain environment.
And the statistics bear out that this is really working. It's effective. In addition to the 4 fatalities last year in Washington from avalanches, you had more than that who were actually rescued.
Absolutely. We had 5 events last year where a skier or climber was caught, carried, and buried. So they could not rescue themselves, and their friends rescued them. Earlier, we talked about more people being out there, but the number of fatalities per year is actually staying the same. That means that the rate is decreasing. We think that those increases in education are actually working. And avalanche education isn't what it was 10 years ago. If you talk to your friends and they're like, oh yeah, I took a level one, we stood around in a snow pit for 3 days. That's not avalanche education anymore. Now, it's talking about deciding where, when, and how to travel, how to communicate with my travel partners, how to make decisions before we go into the mountains and while we are in the mountains about where to go, but again, more importantly, where to not go. It's more about avalanche avoidance.
Dallas Glass, educator and forecaster with the Northwest Avalanche Center. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me. Hope to see you in the mountains.
If you want to check out the dozens of classes on snow safety offered by the Northwest Avalanche Center, you can find a link on our website, knkx.org.